Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Encouraging Words for School Counselors, your portable audio pick-me-up podcast to help you get through the week. I'm Matt Fleck with Inspire Success. Like many of you, I have been a counselor intern and have also been a supervisor to counselor interns. Some are even still counselors today. When Emily Hannes, the counselor at Eisenhower Elementary School, found out she was pregnant last year, she thought it would be a good idea and good timing to have a counselor intern come in during the fall while she was still on maternity leave.
When we originally met, it was probably right around this time in 2020, before we knew COVID was a thing.
Because of COVID, Emily and her intern Bailey's plans to prepare for the transition during the spring of the last school year, of course, went out the window. Instead, they talked by Zoom over the spring and summer and eventually came up with a strategy where Bailey, the intern, would start the school year while Emily stayed home during maternity leave. Of course, it turned out the start of the school year was more colorful than either of them expected.
We have had like a color system where red is like full distance, yellow's hybrid, and green is like totally in person. So, you know, we started off the year in what, yellow?
Yellow.
Wow, it seems like so long ago. We started the year in yellow, and actually the first day that students came, I ended up having to be quarantined for 2 weeks because I was exposed to COVID. So I was here for about an hour and got a text that my boyfriend who I live with had COVID, so I had to go home. So that was definitely a bump in the road, working from home for the first 2 weeks, meeting kids online. Plus, like Emily said, having a new principal, and came back and, you know, everything was good. We were green for a little bit, fully in person. Then we went total distance. Now we're doing like an asynchronous thing where the kids are here except for on Wednesdays.
I know this is not unique. Many of you have experienced this exact same thing, but isn't it odd how it begins to sound as if schools are Rube Goldberg machines? If it's yellow today, you go here until it's green when XYZ happens, in which case you stay home and hop on one leg in front of your Zoom camera. It's a bit bizarre, and kind of funny if it wasn't so awful. Suffice it to say, Bailey's experience as an intern was not typical, filling in for her supervisor who was having a baby at the start of the school year in the middle of COVID with a brand new principal, got even more complicated when, right before her supervisor, Emily, was to return, Bailey became infected with the virus herself.
I think Bailey and I have really leaned on each other a lot. I just think the theme, the recurring theme in our conversations with each other and with our new principal has been grace and understanding and, just feeling this immense empathy for one another and compassion for one another, because we all are experiencing our own hurdles and our own roadblocks in this process. And so, you know, even just like venting to one another, Bailey and I usually kick off the day by checking in. How are you doing? We were just talking this morning how we're both sleep deprived for different reasons, and just kind of going over the plan for the day and coming up with our, our game plan. And then at the end of the day, we decompress and talk about the day we just had, things that went well, things that didn't go so well, and just coming up with a plan for the future too. And again, just showing each other grace throughout this whole process. I've learned so much from her, and I really, really appreciate that. It's been great, Bailey.
That was like so nice. I don't even know how to follow that.
Emily and Bailey are continuing to work together through this very colorful school year, and say that their tag teaming efforts have resulted in some meaningful advances with many of their students. Thanks to all of you who are carrying extra burdens this year and still caring for others. I guess that's what we do. Before we leave, remember to tell your friends to subscribe to the Encouraging Words for School Counselors podcast if you would. It's found on all of your favorite podcast apps. And make a mental note to go to our online sound booth and record your own cool story about being a school counselor. Or ask another counselor to join you and ask each other questions. It will be fun. You can find the online sound booth at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. We truly do need your stories in order to make this podcast work. So thanks for doing that. And until next time, have a great week.